Hi, Shana, this is Troy.
Oh, hi, Troy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah. All day long.
Yeah, right? Can you tell we're excited for the weekend?
Yeah.
So what's going on? I know last we spoke you were wanting to cancel with Supernova and then possibly give our program a try.
Yeah, they won't call me back. And I told them, look, you need to do what you need to do. We're canceling this. So anyway, they'll get that handled, she said, Monday.
Okay, good. That's perfect. And so I know you and I were talking about the optimization on Google and the Facebook ads and all that, but we were also talking about the Google Guaranteed program. I'm thinking it would probably be better for you to go off with the $299 package initially, and then, you know, you could always add Google Guaranteed on it down the road. Is that the way you were thinking?
Yeah, for the last email, it says pricing $250 application fee, and after the application process is finished, you will be charged per lead on a monthly. No, that's a different thing.
No, that's the Google Guaranteed. The Google Guaranteed is the $250 application fee, but then it's a pay-per-lead program on Google. But the other program that we were discussing for $299 monthly, that's the one that puts you on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is the highest revenue section online. And then it also puts you on the first page of Bing. It programs you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, making you available from, you know, iPhones, Androids, tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
Okay, yeah. And that's I can choose not just my city, but, you know, nearby cities like a radius.
So for the map listing on Google, it is tied into your business address in Claremore. However, that doesn't mean you would only be found in Claremore. So it works like a large net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, and then eventually you can spiderweb out into the surrounding areas based on the relevancy, meaning because we're going to give you the most dominant internet presence locally, the more people that start finding you from those outskirting areas, the better, you know, results that you'll see and the further reach that you'll get. Now, with the Facebook ads, you can give us cities, zip codes. We can target those wherever you like without having an address. So with this program, you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. You know what I mean?
Well, with the Google listing, do I give you guys like keywords?
Exactly. Yep. We would.
But this
we would
right now, I mean, most people go there and go roofing near me, and you know every city has 20 roofers.
Right. Well, you also want to make sure if they type in something specific like roof installation or residential roofing or commercial roofing, or, you know, there's many different keywords that we would program to make sure that you're being found for them. But, yeah, roofer near me is definitely a big one, and we would help you capitalize on that. Now, what about your website? Are you going to be able to keep it if you cancel with them? Well, this is a GoDaddy site, right?
Yeah, it's GoDaddy, so.
Okay, good. So
I spent 9.5 hours on the phone with them trying to correct the screw-up they made earlier in the day.
No way.
Oh,
how?
Yeah.
9.5 hours?
Yes. They're all from Bangladesh, so you can't understand what they're saying. So you got to do the chat box, and then everybody has to escalate it, and you have to start over at the very beginning. And I'm like, read the previous 6 pages of screenshots, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Wow, that's horrible. Well, if you ever get to the point where you're just tired of dealing with them, we can build a new site on your domain, no problem. You know, typically we charge a little bit extra for it, but I could do it for you as a courtesy at no additional cost. But right now, since you spent that time and you have it squared away, I would probably just keep it the way it is, you know. But in the future, if you ever needed to, we can help you with that, okay?
Yeah, they also provide me with all my Microsoft 365, including Outlook and all my emails and all that stuff too. So.
I see. Yeah, so it's more than just the domain. They're doing a couple other things for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just see here. I'm looking at the form that you sent us initially, and oh, it doesn't say. So what is your last name? I was looking for your last name, but it doesn't say.
Methvin, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, V like Victor, I, N as in Nancy.
Got it. Thank you for spelling that. I have one of those last names, too. It's Tongafao, so I always have to spell it for everyone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I butchered it, so.
You did good. No, don't say that. And then do you want me to send the confirmation to Troy at Summit Roof, your web domain, summitroofok.com, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's your Outlook, okay. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. What happened with that independent guy that has access to your Google business page? Were you ever able
got him
to get
off.
The...
Yeah,
oh,
he was
did.
Able,
okay.
He was able to get out of it, and so I'm the admin.
Nice. Okay. So what we'll do is I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over the keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. And then I'll send you an email before that appointment to add Local Splash as a manager. That way when the technician calls you, we can go in and optimize it to show on the first page. It's
okay.
Still under 2412 Westwood Drive, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a business address or is that a residence that you would prefer hidden?
It's a home office.
Okay. So we'll have that hidden on the profile. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit card works fine.
Okay.
Now, it says here that the application process is going to take 4 to 8 weeks, so nothing gets done until then.
So you're looking at the Google guaranteed email again. So the first
okay.
page placement on the maps, typically we quote 30 to 45 days. In your situation, it's going to go a little bit quicker because you already have the verified Google listing, right? So you're just going to add us as a manager. So we'll start optimizing it right away. But with that being said, Troy, I always tell people, because it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, it's always the first month, you know, that you'll start seeing some activity, but it is the second month that you'll really see everything pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did I send you another email that says Local Splash Online Marketing? Because I think you're looking at the Google Guaranteed one. Because
well, there's one before it that says Local Splash Online Marketing. It says select a plan
yep.
that fits your company best. As you can see, I offered you 50% discounted rate for the Platinum package.
That's the one, yep. So on that link, if you click on it, I told you that because I didn't want you to panic. If you see that the Platinum package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So I'm going to apply that discounted rate, and you'll get an email in a moment that will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. And then what I'll do, Troy, is you can go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up and that you're grandfathered into that rate, okay?
Okay. And so I'll wind up with a little green check mark by my Google listing, right?
That's for the Google Guaranteed program. So let me take a step back. The companies with the green check mark, they're the ones that have to go through the background check, and that background check takes 4 to 8 weeks. If you want to start that process now, I can do it. It's a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee, okay? Then once it gets approved And I think you and I discussed this already, but you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Right.
Okay. So once it gets approved, they would start running the leads for you, which for your category and area run $58.67 per lead. And it's a 13 lead per month minimum. So it would run you right around $765 monthly. So that's why I was saying earlier that, you know, I'm a firm believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. So yeah. I want to kind of get you up there in the maps, do the $299 package, get your phone ringing with some new clients and have you achieve a return on investment. And then once you see that, you could always call back and add the Google Guaranteed if you wanted to.
Okay.
But are you thinking you'd rather have the package with the green check mark next to your name?
No, I want to try this first. Okay. I'm not going to have a problem doing a background check. Is a background check on me or me and the company? Or
it would be you and anybody with your company that interfaces with clients. So if it's someone in the office that does paperwork or schedules things, then they don't have to pass it. It's just the people that would interface with clients.
Yeah, so you're just looking for people with violent felonies and crap like that.
Yeah, pretty much. And also, because it's called Google Guaranteed, remember, once you pass the background check, Google would guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So they don't want to provide that kind of insurance for just anyone, especially if it's not a reputable person, right? So they absolutely won't approve it if there's a felony or something like that. But if it's a smaller ticket or, you know, something that's, you know, a misdemeanor, I've seen them pass it for that, even for like DUIs and stuff like that. They just don't want to, you know, insure it if it's not a reputable person, you know?
Well, I noticed that there are some reviews on Google that a couple of them are from people who used to work at a loan company around here, and they even state in the review, if you're looking for a better loan company, try Rogers Company. Well, clearly I'm not a loan company.
Oh, no.
Okay,
and
so they're
given,
it's crazy, and I've tried to get them removed, but they keep coming back saying, we find no violation of our, well, go on, read the thing.
Yeah, it's like they just don't see a violation, but they never even read it. So let me see if I can find them. Here we go. You're right. It says, one of the worst companies ever. I made my payment late and I got a late fee. But this is for Rogers County Loan. Okay. So
it was for cash security loans. But there's another Rogers County loan here. But these people, I used to own a loan company. It wasn't anyone that they're griping about. But when I was with that company, Cash Security, like a decade ago, they asked me to set up a business profile for them on Google. So I logged into my account and I used my account to do it. Well, I've been trying to get rid of those things forever. I have no association with them, but somehow they're trickling across into my Summit Roofing and Solar. I mean, I don't know.
And it's called what? Cash what?
On my main number. It's called Cash Security. I was getting calls on my business number, too. Or maybe, maybe they were calling myself. I can't remember which. But,
what city are they in?
Most of them were here in Claremore. One was in Pryor, because I set the Pryor one up, too. And there's two in Sepulpa, two in Tulsa.
Wow,
and
that's what you get for being a good Samaritan, and you help them, and now it's conflicting with yours. So what I'll do is I'll send a note over to the verification department, and I'll explain to them that your Google business page and your business phone number are somehow getting the wires crossed with that other company because you had gone in and helped them before, but you're not affiliated with them. And I'll see if, you know, there's any way that they can get it to separate. And then also what I'll do is see if they can take that one-star review down. When we submit it to Google, the same thing happens where sometimes they deny it and they say, oh, it's you know, not within the guidelines. But the difference between us submitting it and you is that we actually have a support staff on site at Google, so we can actually explain the situation directly to a Google rep as opposed to just filling out a form and disputing it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was able to get a couple of them removed, but it took months for me to do it, and it was agonizing, and I had to call and email, and I was just blasting everybody. But there's also some on there, and I don't understand what it's for, but there's about three of them from women who are saying great things about this person who helped them with some investment or something.
Okay.
I guess she gave them advice on investing and they got great returns or something. And I mean, they're five stars, so, you know, no sweat off my brow, but still, it's not for my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want it to people to think that you're like somehow, you know, like getting reviews for a different company that's not associated. So what I'll do is I see there's still one on there that says cash security, but that's a five-star rating, but at least I could tell them about it and see if they can get it to separate, because I don't think that should be on your Google business page. And then because anything that's conflicting or confusing to the end user, that might hurt your performance. You know what I mean? If someone clicks on there and they see someone talking about cash security and they think they're, you know, with Summit Roofing, then all of a sudden they might just get confused and call the next guy, you know? So I'll
I may have fewer reviews, but you remove that one star and all those five stars from different companies. I've still got nothing but five-star ratings.
Yep. Yeah, and I can compose a review generator email and even send it to you today, Troy, and it'll help you get some more five-star reviews. And the idea behind it is to push the relevancy of that one-star one down, so while Google's doing the research, it's not even affecting you anymore, you know? what I would recommend is you can send this email out to past or present clients. You can even send it via text. And it's going to be linked to your Google listing. So.
I'm big with Atlas shingles. It's a great product. It's a superior product for the same price as other shingles. And so when I generate the customer's warranty package, it also sends them a request for, review. But those reviews are on the Atlas site, and I've got like a dozen of them
on
there.
But
I don't know how to import them.
Here's the thing there is if you went onto the Atlas site and you tried to import them, or even if Local Splash did that, it would show that Troy is posting them or that Local Splash is posting them, and then it would look suspicious to an end user. So there's really
they all have the individuals' names on them.
But let's say you have one posted from Bob and Mary and Billy, okay? So if I went in and copied and pasted the one from Bob and put it on Google and copied and pasted the one from Mary and from Billy, it would show that Local Splash is posting those. It wouldn't come from those people. It would just be like a copy and paste thing. You know what I mean? And that same thing would happen if you tried to do it. So what I would recommend is, you know, even if there's someone that has already given you a five-star rating on Atlas, you could always forward this to them, and the reason that most people will fill it out is all they have to do is click the button, and it'll take them to your Google listing. So if they've given you a good review before, they'll probably do it again in a heartbeat. And maybe all of them won't, but let's say that you have 10 of them and, you know, 7 of them respond. At least that's 7 more than you had before you, you know, sent it to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even if half of them respond. And then, you know, the more 5-star reviews that you're getting, then it's pushing the relevancy of that 1-star review down.
Right. And I can always choose not to send a request for a review on Atlas and just send
Start sending the email that I send you, Troy. That's going to help you because then the review will go to you rather than Atlas, even though,
okay,
you know, the customer's happy about you because you're using the Atlas product. But that way the review will show, you know, for Summit Roofing and Solar, which is what you need, you know.
Right. And I can incorporate that into my my software, my business documents, and attach it to an email to them. It's automated.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, the one thing I'll say in automating it is in business, there's always going to be that one client somewhere that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not going to be happy. So just be careful if everything's automated not to send it to that guy because they might not say something nice. But, you know, most of your clients, you know, probably 99% of the time, you're going to get a 5-star rating anyway. But that's what our clients love about this tool is that you're in control of it. And if you, you know, if you talk to someone that's giving you that feeling of, oh, this might be a problem client, then just try to steer away and sending it to them. You don't want to open a can of worms. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, just on a side note, I can guarantee you that nobody I put on a roof for is dissatisfied with anything I've done. Because
I
even finished the project and I'm like, are you completely satisfied? Is there any other issue you want me to address? And I'll do free stuff, free gutters, whatever. You know, and I, because I tell them, this isn't about money. This is about you being satisfied completely with the service that you got. That's all I care about.
Oh. That's wonderful. I bet you get excellent responses on that, don't you?
Yeah, even gutter repairs and stuff like that, I won't charge them. You know, if I have to spend $80 or $100, I'll do it and say, look, I'll do it for free. Just give me a 5-star Google review.
Oh, you're smart.
Because a lot
of
people just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing is, you know, you're in business to make a profit too, and it's honorable that you do that. That tells me that you're a man of ethics and morals that you do that for people. But at the same token, you know, you should be able to get reviews for even people that pay full price. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But those ones, those old folks on a fixed income, got a damaged gutter, it's called a loss leader. Every business should have a loss leader, and that's a product or a service that you offer that's inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets them in to buy other products is usually how it works. But in this case, it would get them to tell 3 people about you or give you a good review, because I'm going to get more off of that good review than that $100 I spent.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're beefing up your reputation, which is great. Well, I'm actually, while I'm talking to you, I'm actually composing that email. So by the time we get off the phone, you'll have that little tool and you'll be able to, you know, kind of go in and send it to some of the past and present clients, which is great. And then let me just make sure here that I put it to the correct email. So it's self-explanatory how to use this, but you would just copy and paste anything in the email that's below the line. So the top part of the email is addressed to you. It'll say, hi, Troy. Did you know that 87% of consumers read online reviews? And it's just a little, you know, snippet of what this email is for. But then at the bottom, it'll say copy and paste this and send it to some of your past and present clients. And that's the one that has your Google listing linked to it. So all they have to do is click on it and it'll open up your Google page, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's
good
pretty
deal.
Simple. Yeah.
So on this local splash page that I'm on, take control of your online presence. I don't need to log in here and do everything.
No, that is just our pricing page. So if you scroll down on that a little bit, you'll see the premier SEO packages. You don't need that. That's for the big corporations that have thousands of dollars in the marketing budget, right? But if you go to the next set of pricing where it says platinum SEO packages, you do need the platinum package here because you had other companies working on it. In some aspects, you have a weak internet presence. There's things out there that has to be fixed. So you're not going to be paying $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. I'm giving you everything within that platinum package, but you're only paying $2.99 monthly for it. And then the setup fee, it's reduced to $99. So that goes on the first payment only, which means today it would be $3.98, and then each month moving forward, it's just $2.99, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. Let's do this one. It's a Visa.
Okay.
Gosh, I hate how they print everything on back now and it's not raised letters.
It's horrible. Yeah, and then they rub off and you can't see them. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's Troy Methvend, card number 4246-3153-4430-3506. Expiration is 9/27. Okay. And the CVV2 code is 865. And it's my mailing address, 74017.
So still the 2412 Westwood Drive, right?
Yeah.
Now, your address is published on the Google listing already. Do you want to keep it that way, or do you want it hidden?
Nobody's ever going to come here. I mean, I go out to other people.
Yeah, you go out to do estimates and stuff, so you don't even need to have it. The only difference is for the ones that have the addresses, they get the little pin mark on the map with the exact location. But for the ones that don't have addresses, they get a little bubble, which you're still going to be showing on the map in the basic vicinity, just not like an exact location. So it's just a preference. You can kind of go either way with it. And then
my wife would probably rather not have my
I was thinking that too. Okay, we'll have them hide it then. That's what I would do if it were me, because, I mean, usually if you're a home-based business, people have no business coming to your home, so why publish it, you know? Okay, Troy, so what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with local questions.
Okay.
And then I'll create the appointment for Monday for my mission to call you to go over.
You're really cutting out. You're starting to cut out really bad.
Is it on my end, Troy?
It's not on my end because I'm sitting in the same seat.
Okay. So give me a second. I hear it cracked a little bit too, but I can't understand where it's coming from. It's the choppy, right?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, I can hear most of the laugh, but when you start talking,
you can't hear
wait,
it. Okay.
It I
came
can hear
back.
You perfect
okay.
Now.
Okay. It could be that our server just started rebooting or something. Maybe that's what happened, but I think we're okay now. If it happens again, I just need like 90 seconds to get through the voice verification, and then you'll be good to go. We can call you on Monday for the client interview. But what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Summit Roofing and Solar.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Troy Methvin, I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 26th, in the nominal amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation?
Yes, I do. And this is for the Platinum SEO package?
This is for the Platinum package, exactly, that you have displayed on that pricing page. So you'll get all the bells and whistles. And then on Monday, when my technician calls you, that appointment is going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. And what would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Okay, that would be the 29th. Stop it.
I think it's notifications from my company coming out. So, yeah, they're going to say, welcome to Local Splash, and then they're going to send you a reminder for this and a reminder for that.
Monday, the between 8:30 and 11:30.
Okay, so let me see. So you're on Central Time. We have a 9, a 10, or an 11 open. Which would work best?
9 a.m. is great.
9 a.m. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour window from 9 to 10 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I gave you that special pricing for the Platinum package, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Oh, text or email?
It came in both. You got an email that says your initial invoice, and you got a text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So the link will be in either format.
Yeah, we sent you a copy of your invoice, the email, and phone. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
That's it. Now, when you click that, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's going to be 2 little boxes that you have to check, 1 to show that you're authorized, 2 to show that you get text messages. And then you would plug your name in at the bottom and hit Confirm Signature. Now, once you do that, Troy, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you on Monday during the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. But if you do see that username and password, then that's a good sign. That's a sign for you that it went through fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Confirm signature. Signature does not match. Please type your name.
Did I type? Did I spell the last name wrong? You spelled it out for me, but I thought I had it good. But is it all good?
Oh yeah, you did an E on the end.
Oh, there's no E. Okay, so do me this favor, Troy. Type it in the way that you see it, just so that it'll go through. But I'm fixing that on this end. So moving forward, everything having to do with Local Splash will not have the E on the end, but just for internal purposes, because if not, I have to get tech involved, and they have to make a new one, and it's almost impossible to get that resent. So, but I already fixed it on this end.
what username do I use?
So that you don't have to worry about now, remember? That's just your sign that it went through.
Okay.
They'll give that to you after the client interview. So now, couple of emails the system triggered. I sent you the one to help you get the reviews. You can start using that right away. I also sent you one that says important. Please add us to your Google profile. Those are the only two I want you to worry about right now. The system sent you one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. The system sends that to all of our new clients, assuming that you don't have a Google business page yet, right? So you already have a verified listing, so you're not going to have to send in all that extra stuff. You're just going to use that first email that I sent you and add us as a manager to the page, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then other than that, you should be all good to go. I have you nailed down for Monday at 9 o'clock. So thank you so much for reaching back out to me. Have a very profitable year. I'm so excited for you. You've been through a lot with these marketing companies, and I know that this is going to do such great things for your business.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then in the future, if you ever want to dabble with the Google Guarantee, just give me a call, okay?
Okay, so this first email, there's a bunch of them. It says url.localsplash.com Google. Do I need to fill out that form?
What does it say exactly?
It's to get your Google business profile verified. Google needs the below mentioned information received. But
That's the one I want you to just table it, because you don't have to do any of that because you already have a verified listing. So all you have to do is the one that came that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. That's the only one that you have to worry about right now.
Important. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Please
and then, of course,
to your Google profile. Use internet browser on desktop and mobile. If you don't use a mobile app, go to that. Log into your account. I'm in. So then I go to Summit Roofing. And do I just see my profile or edit?
It says in, if you scroll down on the email a little bit, there's the little bullets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like instructions. So it says once you log on to your account, click manage profile, which you did. Then at the top right, click on the three dots. Do you see three dots?
Top right.
Mm-hmm. If you're on a phone or something, it might be showing as three lines instead of three dots, but there should be something that you can hover over that says business profile settings.
Review Google updates from your employees and business, a single business, reviews. Bank account settings.
What are you on a desktop?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Because it says use your internet browser. Do not use the mobile app. Log into your account, which you did. Click on manage profile. You did that, right?
That link took me right to my businesses.
Okay. So do you see anywhere at the left where it says users?
It says see your profile.
Business profile.
There's the three dots.
Oh, there's the three dots. Okay.
But that's just about the location. Let me go.
After you find the three dots, it look for either business profile settings or managers.
Okay, let me go create an offer, get more reviews, make sure both to add Set up booking, turn on chat, descend the performance, add map to your website, edit profile. I'm the primary. Okay, it says about, and then let me go down here, social profile and location area. Business name. Three dots. Content more. Let's do more.
I'm going to see if... I wonder if you can't find that if the other guy's still the owner. Maybe he just gave you access, but he said you're the owner now?
Yeah, it says business name, Summit Roofing and Solar, roofing contractor, description, opening date, contact information, website, social profiles, business location. Let me back out of that.
I'm chatting a couple of the experts over there in that department and see, they might be able to pop on the line just for a couple minutes and help you do it. If not, the technician can do it on Monday. It's no, I mean, they do that all the time, but, I'm just going to see if they respond to me, because if they do, then that's one less thing you have to worry about for Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and whether you add us now or add us on Monday, it's not going to affect that reviews email. You can still start using that right away, because that's hyperlinked to the Google listing.
Okay. Contact. Okay. It gives me as, it gives my number as contact number and my website, social profiles, it shows that there's nothing there.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's social profiles on Facebook and all that stuff.
Okay. So I think that James is going to be able to help you. So I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'll transfer you over to him. And like I said, he's the expert in the verification department. So he'll get you on there and do that piece of the puzzle, and then you'll be all good to go for Monday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Have a great weekend, too, Troy. I always enjoy talking to you, and have a lovely, successful year with the program, too. I know you're going to love
it. Thank you. Okay,
you're
great.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, hold on, please.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
try?
Yes.
It didn't go through, so I'm going to try it one more time. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay, Troy. He's sending me a screenshot that the call's not coming to his end. So he said he's going to hang up with me, and I'll hang up with you, and he'll call you right back. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, his name is James, so he'll be calling you momentarily. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.